Verstärker.
Well, thanks for coming, everybody. I'm Rocky Volato from Seattle. It's great to be here. Before we get started, can we get a big round of applause for Hafi for hosting this whole thing?
It's been a long, long time ever since you've done punk rock.
Yeah.
Or emo punk.
Yeah.
But do you miss it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I just like playing with other people. And when you have loud music and there's a lot more going on and there's all that energy, that's what's fun. You know, that's why I got into music in the first place. Was, you know, just having a good time with friends and making a big sound is a good time.
So what's the nice thing about doing music on your own, like you've done the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, there's pros and cons to each way of doing it. You know, it's the thing about being alone is that it's just so much more flexible. And I mean, you can just pick up an acoustic guitar and go, you know. And I just did a tour in the U.S. that was 34 shows, and they were all in someone's living room. And so that would be harder to do with the big band. but, you know, it's just, it's more intimate and more like the show that we'll have here at the record store. but, you know, I like to just play by myself, and I can really connect with people on that acoustic, organic level.
Your songs on the new album are very intimate also. What are most of the songs about?
The themes that run through the record are healing and... healing from trauma and overcoming depression and, you know, moving past something very dark and trying to make some sense of that. And so that's really what a lot of the songs are about for me. And they're also, it came out of a period of, you know, wasn't so sure if I was going to keep playing music. And so there's a real sense of finding your purpose.
What made you decide that you are going to keep playing music?
That's a good question. I feel like it was a combination of a lot of things, but, you know, in the end, I feel like it was really just a shift in perspective. Like, I think I was being way too hard on myself about the writing process, and I was creatively blocked. So I was, you know, just not having fun anymore. I was kind of burned out, and I wasn't letting myself just explore creativity. I had a lot of rules, and I was very controlling and judgmental of my own process. And anytime I made something, I was like, oh, it's not good enough. You know, like I was being a perfectionist about it. And I think whenever we do that, we have like internal critics and external critics. And when we listen to that too much, you stop being able to play. I think what turned it around for me was, you know, changing that perspective to just see it more as like I did when I started, which is to have fun with it and not be so controlling over the process, and just a little bit more like, well, whatever comes, you know, that's fine. Like, let it be a little bit more. And of course, you also have to, you know, if you're an artist, you have to craft what you're doing and edit and, you know, make decisions that make sense. But for me, it was much more about at this point, just letting it happen. Or else it couldn't happen at all.
And then you wrote 25 songs?
In 2 months. I kind of think of it like a river, you know? And since I was 13 years old, that river was flowing. I've been writing like 100 songs every year, just writing. And then as I, you know, the last couple years, it got to where it stopped. Like maybe like a tree fell in the river, and it was totally, you know, very a trickle of creativity. And then so it was very painful, you know? And so when that opened up, it was like everything was new again, and it was just all these songs and ideas are flowing, and I just was like, it was kind of a crazy experience. I was writing for days on end, just nonstop, you know. But now it's calmed down a little bit, and I'm still writing, but I'm trying to, you know, keep writing so I don't end up, you know, back in the other place again. But now, you know, it's just flowing a bit more.
Let's go through one of your songs. Which one's your favorite on the album?
Well, that's a really tough question. I feel like more than a lot of records I've made, this song or this album has a lot of songs that I really, really enjoy playing live, and they all, like, I'm noticing in reviews and in different radio stations, people are picking different songs. So there's not like one song that's just like, oh, this is obviously the focus. You know, there's a lot of different ones. I think Hospital Handshakes is probably the most meaningful one to me, and that's why I chose the album title.
What's it about?
it's back to the themes I was mentioning. It's really about healing. It's a song about you know, overcoming, exercising demons, and getting back to a place where that feels redemptive. Or yeah, it's really like a story of redemption. The chorus line is this currency, the current of this currency is painting me golden. And so it's kind of like about just if you've gone through something really traumatic, you eventually, I think those things happen for a reason in life, and when we come out on the other side, then we've learned something and grown up a bit. And so I want to believe that there's a good reason. That's what music's always been for me, is to try to sort that out, and a place to put all of the madness of being alive.
You're going to play in Cologne.
That's right.
What do you want to tell your fans?
Okay.
Or people that have never heard of you?
Come out to the show at the Gebäude 9 on May 20th. And it's, you know, this show's going to be unlike anything I've done in Europe in the past. So it's much, because it is a full band, and some people have seen me at that club or in Cologne with just a solo project, or by myself. You know, this show will be very different because I'll have a band backing me up, and the new album has a lot of energy. And so it's, but it's also singer-songwriter music, but just with a, you know, an edge and a lot of energy, and, you know, searching for some kind of meaning.
I just recently finished a tour in the United States where I played 34 shows in people's living rooms. And it was a lot like this. It was just like a group of people hanging out in a small space. And they all went really well, but I ended up doing one in a print shop. So they do like screen printed posters for bands, you know, those kind of things hanging on your wall. And so after the show, this couple comes up and they want to get a picture with me. And so I'm always fine with that. So I was like, let's take the picture. And they're like, can we actually scoot over to the left? I was like, okay. So we scoot over. They're like, no, some more. So, okay, so we scoot way over. We take the picture. I come back over. The next couple comes up. And they were more straightforward about it. They were just like, can we get a photo? But we don't want that background in our picture. Can we move out of here? I was like, what the hell's going on? So I look behind me. There's a huge poster print of a woman's vagina.